You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the United Kingdom, the Queen's Speech, a ceremony that is critical to understand the United Kingdom's governance through the crisis of the Ukraine conflict, but also in the wider recovery from the pandemic, what is called cost of living in London, what is called inflation in the US. And to help me understand these unusual ceremonies that are familiar because it's in a language I can understand, but then again, unusual. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, and he's now going to introduce us to the Queen's speech without the Queen. Joe, a very good evening to you. I see Charles, the heir apparent, in an elaborate costume, festooned with medals and robe-like conduct, delivering the Queen's speech. It's filled with ambitions for this year and the government. What purpose the Queen's speech? How does it work, and where is the Queen? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. So the Queen's Speech is the closest equivalent that British politics has to an American State of the Union address. So the specific constitutional event that happens is that after a session of Parliament comes to an end, a new one needs to open. And in order for that to happen, the monarch has to summon the Commons and the Lords together for the next Parliament. And what has developed over the centuries is a tradition where this is done by means of a great degree of very European royal pageantry, the center point of which is when the Queen reads out a speech that has been written for her by the Prime Minister, that sets out the priorities of the sitting, you know, Prime Minister and Cabinet for the coming session of Parliament. So this is one of those great set pieces of British governments where the monarch constitutionally is summoning the Parliament together and then reading out a speech that tells you what that Parliament is planning to do.
Is this in consultation with the leadership of the government at the same time, or is it independent, Joe? What is the relationship between the Queen's speech and Parliament?
The speech is nowadays written for the Queen by the government. The language that if the Queen herself had delivered it this time, she might say things like, my government intends to do such and such, or my government will propose legislation to do so and so. But that has all been written for her to read out by the Prime Minister and is best understood as an expression of the priorities of the elected government in the Commons.
I see. And let's look at the specifics, because there's a host of bills for different themes: education, Brexit, security and justice. All these are going to be passed, or the Queen wants them passed, because in the parliamentary system, if you have the majority the way Boris Johnson does, you get what you want.
Well, exactly. And so oftentimes the assumption is that if a piece of legislation goes into the Queen's speech, there is a strong assumption that the Prime Minister thinks that he or she will have the votes to get it through, because the view is that it would be very very embarrassing for the Prime Minister, basically, to ask the Queen to commit to a piece of legislation that the Prime Minister then won't deliver. So, you know, what was important this time around is that your Prime Minister Boris Johnson definitely feels that he is in political trouble on a lot of dimensions, some to do with various scandals that you and I have talked about, some to do with the cost of living or inflation crisis going on in the country, some to do with bad opinion poll numbers. And there was a general sense that the Boris Johnson needed to come up with some suite of proposals for this Queen's speech that the Parliament can do over the next year that would re-energize his premiership and re-energize his Conservative Party. So that was the political significance of what's happened over here today, was that attempt to breathe new light into his government.
And the Queen's speech was given by the Queen's son, Charles, in lieu of the Queen. Why is the Queen not present? What is the explanation?
Well, I think that the Buckingham Palace, her official office, said that she was experiencing mobility difficulties, which would have made it difficult for her to do what is actually a physically demanding pageant if you are the monarch, because you have to get down to the Palace of Westminster, which is where Parliament meets in Westminster in London. You have to engage in all of the ceremonial. You have to sit there and read a 20-minute speech, and then you have to get yourself out again. And so I think that the view was that although the palace emphasizes that the Queen is quite healthy and certainly involved in performing her constitutional roles in the functioning of the government, this might not have been possible for her simply on a physical level to do this. So her son, Prince Charles, was deputized to deliver the speech on her behalf.
And now Boris Johnson, did he participate in this ceremony? Does he make remarks saying, yes, Your Majesty, we will comply? How? Because he's made remarks now that seem politically defensive, mentioning the cost of living, which is the great scandal that is weakening his grip on power, as it is every government dealing with inflation. Does he come forward after the speech and then reassure the public he's going to do what he's asked?
Yes, there is generally, after the speech has been delivered and the pageantry part of the day is all over, the Commons usually returns to its chamber and will have a broad discussion about the contours of the policy outline. And it's an opportunity for members of the House of Commons to express themselves on the general direction. But I mean, the rubber really hits the road when it comes time to legislate all of these things, because even though the Conservatives have a majority of, give or take 80 seats right now after that big victory that Boris won in the 2019 election, a lot of the stuff, I mean, there are signs that his Conservative Party is not united behind all of the parts of his agenda. There are a lot of debates on issues like tax policy, environmental policy, a lot of other measures. We don't know what kind of political stresses the party will come under over the next year, especially if the cost of living crisis grows worse. So I think that, getting the speech done is the easy part. Legislating it always ends up being a bit of a challenge, and it might be particularly challenging this time around.
Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party, the opposition, quoted in telling the MPs in this same exchange after the Queen's speech, this country faces great challenges, but at the same time, great opportunities are within our reach. And then he goes on to say that the Queen's speech included in these recommendations, quote, a pathetic response to the cost of living crisis, bereft of ideas, without a guiding principle, a roadmap for recovery. All right, Joe, let's go to a detail in the Queen's speech that I know is dear to you. This is the energy section, which is at the center of the crisis in Europe because of the war in Ukraine and the cutoff or potential cutoff of Russian energy, and also the cost of energy at all coming this winter. An energy security bill, goes the Queen's speech, will contain new powers aimed at boosting renewable energy and promote a market in electric heat pumps. Joe, I know this upsets you, but one more time, what is the controversy over the electric heat pump?
The big picture here is that in that part of the Queen's speech, Boris Johnson is pushing ahead with a very aggressive environmental agenda to try to get Britain's carbon dioxide emissions down to net zero, within the next couple decades. And so part of that is that they really want to double down on forcing households to transform the way individual households heat themselves. I mean, right now, a lot of households, including mine, rely on natural gas-fired boilers for hot water and central heating. And in order to get rid of the natural gas emissions that come from burning that, the government wants to shift everyone onto these heat pumps. And, you know, this is obnoxious, both because, I mean, I have my doubts about whether these heat pumps are actually as effective at heating a house as the traditional gas boiler would be. And then it's also obnoxious because there's additional expense involved in this undertaking, which falls either directly onto the householder or onto the taxpayer to subsidize it, which is Boris Johnson's other big brainwave on this issue. And the political difficulty with all of this is that, you know, love him or hate him, Keir Starmer, the opposition leader, is right. There is no big vision behind Boris Johnson's agenda for what to do about the cost of living or inflation crisis. And that was the big thing that people, I think, over time are going to notice was really missing from today's big set piece agenda setting event, was any broader theory or view about how the cost of living crisis has come to be, what has caused the inflation, what is causing the food and fuel prices to rise in the way that they have, and what ought the government to be doing about it. And so I think that today is really actually, you know, in addition to revealing the policies that Boris Johnson wants to focus on over the next year, has revealed what I think is going to turn out to be a great political vulnerability for him.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London. When we come back, we're headed to Tokyo. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.